in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, especially if you are new here, or maybe second time mo, third time mo, or fourth time mo, I want you to put this verse into your heart right now. Sabi ron, that's plain enough, isn't it? Malinaw na malinaw si Lord ang Hari. It's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You are no longer strangers or outsider. You belong here. Sabi mo, you belong here. Sabi mo sa kabila na hindi mo pinapansin kanina pa, na feeling niya hindi siya belong because hindi mo siya pinapansin. Sabi mo sa kanya, you belong here. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. Huwag mong iisipin na I don't belong here because hindi naman ako mabait eh. Hindi ako katulad nyo, hindi ako katulad niya. Hindi ako kasing pogi. Yung nagki-keyboard. Walang naniwala, bro. Nakamas ka kasi. Amen. You belong here no matter how you look like, what you look like. You belong here kahit na anong suot mo, kahit na anong natapos mong course o hindi. Still, you belong here. Amen? Sino ito? You are receiving this right now. Na maybe feeling mo nung in-invite ka na, hindi man ako belong dun eh. Hindi ako katulad ng iba. Sintunado ako. Yung kaliwang paa ko, kanan. Yung kanang kaliwa. Mahirap siguro nun, ano? Hindi ako mag-memorize. Sintunado ako. I don't belong there. But you know, this verse was written by Paul and he is saying that you belong here no matter what. You have as much right as anybody else to belong here. God is building a home. He is using us all irrespective of how we got here and what He is building. Sabihin mo siya, tabi mo, taga rito ka. Kapag tinanong ka, taga saan ka? Taga rito ko. Amen? Sino na ito yung pagpunta mo rito kanina, pababa, tinanong ka, anong pangalan mo? Hanggang dalawang isip ka pa na, kasi may check sila dun eh, no? Parang, kasama ba ako sa listahan? Mukhang hindi ako kasama sa listahan, ah. Sino yung kinakabahan pag pupunta ka dito, no? Sana kasama ako sa listahan. Kapag hindi, baka pauwiin ako. Pag tinanong ka, anong pangalan mo? Taga rito ko. Di ba? You need to boldly, with confidence, say na taga rito ako. Sabi mo sa iyo mo, taga rito ako. Kaya pag tinanong ko na sa baba, anong pangalan mo? Taga rito ako. Malamang next week, puro taga rito ako nakapag-isa na doon. Ang daming taga rito ako. Sino ba itong mga to? Taga rito tayo. Amen? It doesn't matter what your past is, what you have done, kung man yung natapos mo, kung man yung suot mo, you belong here. That's why when we say, welcome home, don't just say it. Say it with feelings. Welcome home. Sabi mo sa iyo mo, kama, sabi mo sa kanya, welcome home. He may feelings that you are happy na nandito siya ngayon. Sino you are happy right now, katabi mo yung katabi mo? Amen. Sabi mo sa kanya, with feelings, smile with your eyes. Welcome home. Amen. That's why kapag nagkikita kayo, you know, kahit nasa labas man, nasa mall man, sabi mo sa kanya, uy, family! Kahit di mo alam yung pangalan niya, pero alam ko taga BTC to. Church member, anong to? Church mate ko to. Family ko to. Amen? Again, we are created for connection. But the problem is that we are drifting towards isolation. Maybe right now, connected ka, di ba? Saya ka, welcome home. Pero pag tinang Monday, uy, kamusta na? Dead man na. Sin zone ka na. Di ba? Uy, see you uli on Sunday, ah. Who you? Di ba? We are slowly drifting into isolation. That's why we need to fight the drift. Sabi mo, fight the drift. Alam mo yun, yung inaanod ka, pero kailangan mo sumagwan. Di ba? Kailangan mo lumaban, hindi yung basta anuding ka lang, bye. Bulting ka lang sa may West Philippine Sea. Hindi, kailangan mo lumangoy. Kailangan mo lumaban doon sa drift. And that's what we will be talking about this afternoon. How do we fight the drift? And I want you to open up your Bibles in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. If you have your Bibles with you, your cell phones, your iPad, or pang old school ka, you have yung book of the Bible, open up your Bibles sa Matthew. Yan po yung pagkatapos ng Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Matthew. Tama ba yan? So yung di-memorize yung Bible dito. Naku, yari. Hindi, joke lang. It's okay. No, it's okay kung hindi mo memorize yung books of the Bible. That's why we have grace. And that's why we have this big screen so we can have this Bible. If you're new here, okay lang po kung wala kang dalang Bible. And I want you to read this together. Pwede ba? Sabay-sabay tayong basahin natin. Sino handa magbasa? Wala, ako lang. Sino handa magbasa? All right, there we go. Alam ko nakakaantok ngayong panahon na to. Alas stress, ito yung panahon na tulog ka dapat. So I want you to read this para buhay ka. Sino handa na magbasa? Thank you sa mga 10 sumagot dito. Kayo, handa na ba kayo? Yung ba, sinakpikit na pero. All right, let's all read this together. Sabay-sabay. Ready? Read. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age." Amen. And I want to read the next verse, jumping on to 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. I hope the church is taking down notes. Sabi rito, again, sabay-sabay natin basahin. Ready? Read. "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God." You know, fighting the drift starts with knowing that Jesus is always with you and that you will never be alone. I want you to say those words, three words, never be alone. That will be the title of our message for this afternoon. Sabihin mo, never be alone. I believe that that's what God created us to be. Not to be alone. Never. Sabihin mo, never. Come on, let's pray. Let's all stand up and pray. Lord, maraming pong salamat for this afternoon. Thank you, God, for bringing us all in this place. Kahit na mainit, Panginoon, hindi po kami nalusaw sa pagpunta dito. And Lord, we believe that you are about to do something in our lives, God. I pray that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears, and our spirit. I pray, God, that you will give us a fresh new revelation of who you are and who you can be in our lives. And I pray, Lord, that at the end of this day, God, that we will realize and that we will live with the mind of thinking that you are always with us, that you will never leave us, that you will never walk away from us, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that we will have this faith that what, no matter what circumstance we are facing, we are 100% believing that you are who you said you are. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God the best clap. So you sit down.
Are we alone in the universe? Sa ibang planeta kaya, may ibang intelligent life forms? Nasanay na rin naman ako mag-isa. Hindi naman required na by group pagkakain o pag maglalakad. Masaya rin naman mag-isa. Madalas din naman akong mag-isa. Masaya nga ba? People always give anyways. no man is an island daw.
Ako ata ang exception.
Siguro nga, we are meant to be alone.
Sa poging lalaki na yon. Mas nakarelate kayo dun, ano? Pero sino yung nakarelate dun sa thought na yon? You know, sometimes you always have that question. You know, are we alone in this universe? Sino na question mo na yon? Nagsaliksik ka na, ano? Gusto mo maging astronaut kasi gusto mong pumunta doon sa ibang planeta to see na kung meron mo talagang ibang makatira dun. Naisip niyo na ba yon? No, that's one of the questions that we all have in our minds. May napanood akong movie, ang pangalan niya si Ad Astra. So yung nakapanood na nun? Ad Astra, si Brad Pitt. Ang ganda yung palabas, medyo nakakalungkod siya, pero may point naman, maganda naman yung turo niya. And it's asking that question, are we alone in this universe? I believe that we all have that question. It's because we have that feeling in our hearts. Now, we always need to be with someone. Na kailangan, lagi tayong may kasama. Tama ba? 90 days ba sinasabi ko? O naparami kayo ng kanin, medyo mabigat na yung pilik mata nyo, bumibigat na, inaantok na kayo. Kahapon, nasa Quezon City kami, kasama namin sina Pasora and then the whole family. We went doon sa aking sister-in-law and brother-in-law kasi kalilipat lang sa isang bahay. So, they've been married for I think 8 years or 7 years na yata sila. And this is the first time that they will be having a house on their own. Ibig sabihin kasi before, they were living doon sa kanilang mga in-laws. Nakikita lang sila. But now, they have their own house. Right? Congratulations nga pala. I know that she is watching kanina siguro umaga or maybe even right now. And nung pumark kami sa harap ng bahay, ang ganda. Habi ko, wow, ang ganda ng bahay. Oh. Ang laki. Mula sa labas. Nung pagpasok ko, inakyat ko agad, pumunta agad ako doon sa second floor, sa third floor, and to think na apat lang sila doon, dalawa sila mag-asawa, and then yung dalawa nilang anak na maliit pa. Si Ellie, she is, I think, 7. 7 years old, tapos yung bunso, si Shoti, she is 5 years old. So mga bata pa, and then ang daming kwarto, no? 4 na kwarto. Iniisip ko na, ano kayang gagawin sa third floor? Sino kayang titira doon? Kasi ako, medyo alangan ang feeling ko sa malaking bahay. Sino merong ganung problema? Rich boy problem, eh, no? Ayoko ng malaking bahay, gusto kayong maliit lang. Iba naman, ang liit ng bahay namin, gusto kong malaki. Hindi dahil sa hindi ako makagalaw or anything, hindi ako komportable, but hindi ako komportable sa malaking bahay kasi parang kakalog-kalog. Naalala ko yung bahay ng tatay ko dyan sa may Marville. So yung nakakalam yung Marville. Yung paganong-ganon na bahay na subdivision, taas-baba, ubos yung gasolina. So yung bahay ng tatay ko doon, three floors din yun, meron pang basement, ang daming kwarto rin yun, pero nakatira kami dalawa lang ng tatay ko. May mga moments pa nga na di kami nakikita for weeks eh. Kung nandiyan ka pala, buhay ka pa pala. Kasi sa sobrang laki ng bahay, hindi kami nagkakakita-kita. And nung nakatira ako doon, I feel yung weird feeling na parang ako lang mag-isa. Na parang I feel so alone. Kahit na nandiyan tatay ko or nandiyan naman siya, buhay pa naman siya, pero parang wala. Kasi ang laki ng bahay, kakalog-kalog. Alam mo yun? And the bigger the space, kasi feeling ko, the bigger the space, the more I feel that I am all by myself. Ang weird pa, itong sa bahay na to, ang design kasi niya, paikot na yung, lalo na sa may second floor, tsaka first floor, yung paikot noon, puro sliding doors, na glass, na parang glass window, so see-through siya. So kung nasa labas ka, ng gabi, maliwanag sa loob, nakikita mo lahat ng nangyayari sa loob. Nag-get siya ibig sabihin? Sino yung nakaka-relate doon? Sino hindi alam kung ano yung sliding door? Sino walang bintana sa bahay? Meron ba? No, I mean, ganun yung itsura. Are you following along with me? Na parang feeling ko, pag bababa ako sa may second floor, na parang lagi may nakatingin sa akin sa labas. Right? Nasubukan niyo na yun. Yung salamin mo, di ba, maliwanag kayo sa loob, so madilim sa labas, ano nakikita mo? Kapag tingin ka sa salamin. Sarili mo lang, reflection mo lang, kasi nga madilim eh. Right? Kasi ako napaka-imaginative ko, and every time titingin ako doon sa may salamin, nakikita ko yung sarili ko, nai-imagine ko somebody staring back at me sa labas. Nakapagpitay ko yung ilaw, bilang meron ako tayong ganun doon. Sino na-feel mo yun? Panaguhugas ka ng pinggan, di ba? Yung bintana ka sa labas, parang, mayroon, sino nakatingin sa akin, nakakatakot. Di ba? Yun ang naiisip ko eh. Yun ang na-feel ko. Hindi naman sa duwag ako or anything, hindi ako takot sa multo. So, ko lang clarify, hindi ako takot sa multo. Dati yon. Pero ngayon, mas takot na ako sa tao. Takot ako sa mamamayin, baka merong may nakatingin sa akin, may pinaplanong masama sa akin. Alam mo yun? Mas gusto kong makita pa yung nasa labas kaysa makita ko yung nasa loob. So, ginagawa ko, pinapatay ko yung ilaw sa loob, binubukas ang ilaw sa labas. Tapos lahat ng siulok, titignan ko talaga. Just to make sure na kung walang tao doon nung meron. Di ba? Diyan ba? May tao ba dyan? May tao ba dyan? Hugas ako ang pinggan. Di ba? Tapos kapag meron pang kumaluskos, na alam mo naman walang tao doon, di ba?
Sino?
Yung pala pusa lang o daga lang, di ba? Bakit kasi lagi may pumapasok sa isipan lagi natin kapag tayo mag-isa, na parang we're scared, we are afraid. Di ba? Pero ang nakakatuwa doon, kapag ginibito ko yung mga barkada ko, lalo na nung college days namin, you know, don't judge me, pero nung college days namin, kapag pupunta sa bahay, kasi malaki nga yung bahay, ang ginagawa namin, nagtataguan kami. Pinapatay ko lahat ng ilaw. Tapos magtatago ako sa pinakasulok, sa pinakamadilim na lugar. Maghihintay talaga ako doon. Di ako natatakot kasi alam ko may kasama ako. May gets yung point ko rito? Pag mag-isa lang ako, lahat ng ilaw binubuksan ko. Pero kapag may kasama na ako, lahat ng ilaw pinapatay ko. Bakit? Kasi I'm secured. I know somebody's with me. Tinatakot ko pa nga sila minsan eh. Magawa pa ako ng mga noise. Woo! Tapos pag natakot yung barkada ko, duwag. Buhay na lang, di niya alam na mas duwag ako pag mag-isa. Nakita niyo yung difference nun? Kapag mag-isa lang tayo, sobrang matakotin tayo. Pero pag may kasama na tayo, tapang mo na. Di ba? Para pag susuntukan, mga lalaki. Pag may kasama ka, yabang mo, di ba? Nag sa kanto. Pero pag mag-isa ka lang, excuse me lang po. Excuse me lang po. Di ba? Kasi bakit? Kasi may kasama ka eh. Pero pag wala kang kasama, tatakot ka baka mamaya pagkaisang ka. Amen? We all felt that fear at one time sa buhay natin. When we are alone, pero pag may kasama na tayo, bilang nawawala yung fear na yon. So yun na ito, naranasan mo yung mag-a-apply ka. Mag-isa ka lang, ayoko. Natakot ako eh. Nakarelate si ate doon, di ba? Pero pag may kasama ka, yabang mo, di ba? Parang feeling mo, papasa ka. Kahit hindi. Pero bakit? Kasi may kasama ka eh. O yung feeling na ho-order ka sa Starbucks, pero hindi mo alam, basta yung order ka doon, ikaw na bahala. Hindi ko alam kung anong ho-ordering ko, ikaw na. Eh, di ba? Natatakot ka, pero pag may kasama ka, yabang-yabang, jojo ka pa. Di ba? 3-in-1 coffee po. Yabang mo, pero kapag mag-isa ka lang, hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ko alam mo ordering ko. Bakit? Pag may kasama ka, matapang ka. Di ba? O kaya magtitake ka ng entrance exam sa college. Kabado ka, ala, parang feeling mo babagsak ka, pero pag isang buong barkada kayo, di ba? Ang taas ang confidence level mo kasi alam mo may kukopyahan ka. Tama? At may magpapakopya sa'yo. Amen. Nakalate siya. Huli. Or maybe, for those who are starting a new business, kapag mag-isa ka lang, nakakatakot. Pero pag dalawa kayo, meron kayong kasyosyo, may barkada ka, hindi, kaya natin to. Sige, subukan natin yan. Tama ba? It's a human condition. When we are alone, we are afraid. But when we are together with somebody, you are confident. We call that the power of presence. Sabihin mo, the power of presence. Tama ba? Yung the power of knowing that somebody is there. Nandiyan ka lang, okay na. Kahit sino pa yan. Di ba? Parang sa bahay, pag kamdero ni Liana, kahit si Liana maliit, di ba? Hindi mo na ako pagtatanggol ni Liana eh. Siya nga pagtatanggol ko eh. Pero hindi ako natatakot na. Bakit? Kasi may kasama ako eh. Pero pag mag-isa ka lang, nakakatakot. Tama ba? Yung kahit ano, kahit saan, basta kasama kita. Di ba? May team song ako pa eh. Basta't kasama There you go. Mga old school na andon. Kahit saan man niya pumunta, basta magkakasama tayo, okay na yon. Pero pag pupunta mo yung first time, pero mag-isa ka lang, ayoko. Hindi ko alam baka makamaligaw ako. May ways na naman kahit na. Tama ba? Kahit hindi tayo mag-uusap, kahit na magtinginan na lang tayo, basta kasama kita. Iba yung feeling kapag may kasama ka. Right? All of our fears, our worries, and our imagination, it all subsides just because we know that we are not alone and that someone is with us. It's a human condition. And you know what? God knows this. Alam ni Lord. Sabi mo sa mo, alam ni Lord. Sabi ko nga, God, He gets us. Gets ka ni Lord. And He knows what your weaknesses are. God knows kung ano yung mga frailties natin. Tao lang naman tayo, right? Tama ba? And God knows that. It's not an excuse, but God knows what we are going through. God knows our human condition, that when we are alone, we often get afraid. Lalo na kapag madilim, di ba? I'm not talking about just yung physical na dilim, but yung situational natin na parang ang dilim. Hindi ko alam kung ano magiging future ko. Sometimes, you know, even right now, some of us right now, nasa madilim na lugar ng buhay natin. Right? And it's so scary kapag mag-isa lang tayo. Pero pag may kasama tayo, ayos lang. Amen? God knows our condition. God knows this power of presence. And God also knows that if He would just have somebody, again, it's the power of presence. Sabi mo, presence. And I believe that's why in the last 12 words na sinabi niya here on earth, that's the verse that we've read kanina in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 or verse 20. Yung last part na yon. Let me just give you a brief context. Yung verse na po yon, that was when Jesus was crucified. Namatay siya for 3 days. Mahal na araw is coming soon. Right? So alam natin yung story na yon. And then he was resurrected once again. Kaya meron tayong Easter Sunday. Yung po yung linggo ng pagkabuhay, nabuhay muli si Jesus. And then He appeared to the disciples. He stayed with them in for 30 days. And then, 40 days. After 40 days, aakit na po siya sa langit. And itong story na binabas ni kanina, this is the last time that Jesus will be speaking to the disciples. And parang mga magulang natin, you know, para sa mga anak natin, kapag aalis tayo, lagi tayo mayroong mga huling habilin, di ba? Huwag mo kalimutan patayin yung aircon, huwag mo kalimutan patayin yung stove, huwag mo kalimutan patayin yung TV, huwag mo kalimutan patayin yung aso, di ba? Lahat yung mga bahay. Pakainin pala, sorry. Pakainin yung aso para sa mga attentive na nabanda dito. Yung iba parang, ilang aso na kaya napatayin nila. That's exactly sometimes ang nangyayari sa atin, di ba? Bago umalis yung magulang natin o bago umalis yung kung sino man yung kasama natin sa bahay, pa nagsabi sa'yo ng bilin, oo ka na ng oo. Tapos bilang, ano nga ba yung sabi? May pera saan? Wala na makain ba? Kasi hindi mo narinig na yung pagkain nandun sa CR. Hindi ka kasi nakikinig eh. Right? Parang ganun po nangyari. Si Jesus, paakit na ng langit and meron siyang binabanggit. Meron siyang sinasabi. And most likely, yung sinasabi niya ngayon is one of the most important things na kailangan ng mga disciples. Because Jesus knows that it's going to be hard. And Jesus knows itong mga disciples na to, dahil wala na siya, alam ni Jesus na mahihirapan. And Jesus was giving instructions. And Jesus was giving encouragement doon sa mga disciples. Ano yung sabi niya sa last verse? Could you please put it up again in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20? Nakahanda ba? Sabi ron, but some doubted, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Disclaimer ni Lord to. Sinasabi ni Jesus that all authority has given to me. So, and then He continues saying, sabi niya, then go. Yeah. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. So Jesus was, kanina binigay niya yung kanyang sinabi na all authority is given to me. Ngayon, ang kailangan mong gawin, go and make disciples. Ito yung huling habilin ni Jesus. But then he ends with these last 12 words with an encouragement. Ano encouragement na yon? Sabi niya, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Na I will be with you. Na kahit na wala na ako physically, spiritually, I am with you. That's the last 12 words that Jesus left behind para sa mga disciples niya, para sa atin. Na yes, we will be experiencing yung mga dark places, mga dark times in our lives. And Jesus is saying, do not worry, I am with you. Always. My presence will always go with you. Lagi mo akong kasama. Sabihin mo sa tabi mo, kasama mo si Lord. Kasama mo si Lord. Kasi minsan, nalilimutan natin yun. That's why I believe that Jesus is reminding us this afternoon. And for some people, na maybe you are new with your walk of faith, bago ka palang naniniwala, bago ka palang naka-attend ng church maybe, or maybe this is your first time, Jesus is telling you that I am with you. I will be with you. Amen? Sabi, always. Sabi mo, always. Ang tanong dito, maybe you're asking yourself, all right, I want that. Gusto ko yun. I want Jesus to always be with me. But the question is, maybe you're asking this, who gets the presence? Who gets the presence? Sino ang makakakuha nitong always na to? Maybe you're asking that. And I believe that it was answered kanina doon sa binasa nating verse. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 15, sabi dito, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. In other words, whoever confesses, whoever declares out loud, whoever trusts in God, in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, then he will get the presence. Hindi sinabi dito na kapag mabait ka, and then God will be with you. Sabi ko nga si Jesus, hindi siya parang si Santa Claus. Di ba si Santa Claus, may present ka lang kapag mabait ka. Tama ba? Pero pag bad ka, wala kang present. Sinirito ng bata ka, naniwala ka doon. Isa ka sa mga utu-utong naniwala doon. Kailangan maging mabait ka. O sige po, magugos ako ng pinggan. Sige po, makikinig ako. That we were raised that way. Kaya pagdating kay Jesus, akala natin para siyang si Santa Claus na kailangan mabait ako para he's always with me. Sinabi ba ron? Whoever is good, God abides in him and he in God. Sinabi ba dito that whoever goes to church, God will be with them? Anong sabi doon? Yun ba yun? Sinabi ba dito that whoever memorizes verses, dress up na parang taga-church talaga siya, lagi may dalang Bible, then God will abide in him and he in God. Yun ba sinabi dito? Parang hindi kayo sure. Hello, are you still here? No. Anong sinabi dito? Whoever confesses. Yun lang. Nothing else, nothing more. Amen? It's only by God's grace. It's a gift from God. It's a present. Ang pinakamaganda kay Jesus, unlike si Santo Claus, kahit na bad ka actually, because we were bad, because we were sinners, we are given this gift of God's presence. Baliktad. Sito, you're happy right now that we are worshiping Jesus and not Santa Claus. Amen? Sito, you are happy right now that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to deserve. You don't have to be worthy to receive the free gift of Jesus Christ. Amen? Sabi ni Jesus, sabi sa Bible, that Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. Na kahit na masama pa tayo, God is already offering His free gift of salvation para sa atin. All we need to do is just confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? If you believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, then the promise in Matthew chapter 28 is your reality. Amen? That I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I will be with you to the end of age. So the question of who gets the presence? Anyone, whoever confesses that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? Now, my question to you is this. Can you imagine? You know, maybe you're thinking na, ano ba sinisigaw nito? Kaya pa sinisigaw ito sa akin. Ano ba ang significance of me believing that Jesus will never leave me? Can you imagine how different your life would be like if this promise of God will never leave you nor forsake you will be your reality? Can you imagine that? Sabi ko kanina, it's the power of presence. Parang lagi may kasamang pulis. Sino pag may kasama kang pulis, kinakabahan ka? Meron ba dito? Andiyan pa ba kayo? Sino pagkasama mo yung nanay mo, kinakabahan ka? Kasi alam mo, may gagawin kang kalokohan. Di ba? Pero pagkasama mo nanay mo, pag may kasama kang pulis, kapag kasama mo yung asawa mo, di ba, lahat pangit, siya lang maganda. Tama ba? Pag may kasama kang pulis, ang bait-bait mo. Can you imagine that if your mindset is that God is always with me? So yung mga ginagawa natin sa dilim, sa kadilim-diliman, sa kalayu-layuan, sa kataas-taasan na wala nakakakita sa'yo, na alam mong kasama mo si Lord bila kang mabait all the time. Amen? Are you still here? Can you imagine that? If you are living your life with this mindset, with this promise as your reality, that Jesus is with you, ang bait mo siguro talaga. Amen? And not only that, you will have this confidence that Jesus is with me, God is with me. Imagine mo, naglalakad ka sa palengke, kasama mo si Duterte. Anong lakad mo? Ha? Best friend ko, Duterte. Ang yabang mo, bakit? Presidente ito, tumabi kayong lahat. Amen? Bakit kasama mo si Duterte? Can you imagine now if kasama mo lagi si Lord? Amen? You're always protected. Hindi lang yung pag dumadaan ka sa simbaan, tsaka ka, ay, ligtas ako dito. Hindi, pag lumagpas ka na ako, nakakaba na. Di ba? Kaya nag-gagano'n tayo eh. Lord, protect me. Doon lang sa may tapat ng simbaan, pag lumagpas ka na ako, delikado ka na. So, anong kailangan ko yun? Dalim mo yung buong simbahan kahit saan magpunta. Para safe ka. Di ba? Can you imagine how our life would be like if we live with the power of presence, knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us. That God is always with you. So, nito right now, you want that promise for your life. I want that. I want that to be real. Gusto ko totoo talaga na lagi ko siyang kasama. Kahit saan, kahit tutulog ako, nanonood lang si Jesus. Makaganoon lang sa'yo. Di ba? Hinihintay lang, tagal naman gumising nito. Pinoprotektahan ka lang niya sa lahat ng bangungot. Di ba? Lahat ng magme-message ng alas tres ng lasing, kakancel niya lahat yan. Hindi mo na mababasa ngayon yan. You're always protected. Sino gusto mo yung ganun? Come on, who wants to for Jesus to always be with you? Imagine mo yung mga disciples, lagi niyang kasama si Jesus. Di ba? Walking on water, kahit bumabagyo, they're safe, may peace. Sabi ni Jesus, peace, be still. Wala nang bagyo. See, ito, you're going through storm right now and you have Jesus in your boat. And then sabi mo, Jesus, come on, rescue me. Sabi ni Jesus, he stood up doon sa may boat. Sabi niya, peace, bila na wala na yung problema mo. See, ito, gusto mo yun sa buhay mo. Amen? You know, God wants you to live with this promise in your mind and in your heart and in your soul and knowing that Jesus is always with you. Amen? Imagine how life would be like. Itong binanggit niya itong insurance na to or encouragement na to, sabi ko kanina, merong instruction. Ano yung instruction niya? Go. Sabi mo, go. Jesus is telling us, Jesus is telling His disciples, us, to go. Ibalot. Take home. Ano sabihin nun? We're always on the go. We're always moving. We're always leveling up. Always growing and always maturing, accelerating. That's what God wants for us, for our lives to be. Ayaw niya nung na-stuck lang tayo. Na parang takot lang tayo sa isang malaking bahay. Na hindi tayo makagalaw because nakakatakot. Baka mamaya kung sino nasa paligid natin. Amen? You know, fear paralyzes us. And a lot of times, hindi natin nakukuha yung promise ng Panginoon, yung blessing ng Panginoon, because we are stuck in our fear. Natakot tayo. Natakot tayo i-grab, i-take down, sabi nga, ikatalambano natin yung blessing ng Panginoon para sa atin. Bakit? Kasi baka nakakatakot eh. Parang feeling ko kasi ako lang mag-isay. Now, can you imagine if Jesus is with you? Sinabi ni Jesus, no, it's okay, I'm with you. Sige, hilahin mo. Sige, kunin mo. Sige, grab mo yung opportunity na yan. I'm with you. Matatakot ka pa ba? Amen? That's why God is telling us, go! God is telling us to go and be a part of a community so that we can be a blessing. That's who we are. God is telling us to go and always become a blessing. God is calling us to go and always become or to help people, to serve people, to show kindness to people. Amen? Hindi po yung parang tuod ka lang. Nandito ka lang. God is calling us to a life on a mission. May mission ang buhay mo. Amen? Hindi yung life na stuck because of your fears, your worries, and your anxieties. You know, living a life on the go, it's fun and exciting. Masaya. Tama ba? Sino yung nakasakay na ng roller coaster dito? Dalawa lang tayo. Sino yung nakasakay na ng roller coaster dito? Yung iba din nag-field trip sa Enchanted Kingdom. Kawawa ka naman. Hindi ka napayagan. Hindi ka na pinapirmahan ng nanay mo. Sinong nakapag-field trip na sa Star City? Konti lang. O sige, para doon sa mga hindi talaga nakalabas ng Antipolo. Sino nakapag-field trip na sa Inari Center? Malamang naman, di ba? Yung footlong na Vienna sausage. Di ba? Yung sotanghon na punong-puno ng mantika. Sa harap nun, tapos lumakay ka doon sa may roller coaster na hindi mo alam kung safe ba to o hindi. Pero dahil may kasama ka, kung mamamatay ako, marami kami mamamatay, ayos lang. Di ba? Gumagalaw siya, right? Up and down, na kahit natingin mo yung tignan mo yung roller coaster para hindi pantay yata yung kalahati nakasabit. Yung kalahati, nakatungtong sa lupa. Pero sakit ka pa rin naman, di ba? Bakit? Exciting eh. Sa'yo nakasakay na sa roller coaster na hindi gumagalaw. Boring, di ba? But that's life. Life is ongoing. Life is always on the go. Sabi ko, it's fun and it's exciting, but it's also risky and unpredictable. Paano yung roller coaster sa Inari Center? Di mo alam na pagkatapos ito, buhay pa ba ako o hindi? Pero alam mo yung adrenaline feeling na yun, woohoo, buhay pa ako! Di ba? Hindi kami na-aksidente. Ang sarap. You feel like you are alive. Amen? It's filled with challenges, worries, and fear. Ganun din po yung life on a mission. Life on the go. A life that Jesus wants us to live. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be fun. But He knows it's filled with challenges. Punong-puno ng problema, punong-puno ng worries, punong-puno ng fears. Para kang nasa isang bahay na hindi mo alam kung sino yung kasama mo nun. Di ba? Dapat parang gumalaw yung pinto, wala naman akong ginagawa. Wala namang hangin. Di ba? Nakakatakot. And Jesus knows that. He knows the life that you will be living. He knows what life is calling you into. And that's why He is saying, and I will always be with you forever. Even to the end of age. Amen? Pastor, bakit may mga challenges? Akala ko ba kapag kasama mo si Jesus, lagi may peace? You know, the peace is not the absence of war. It's not the absence of problems. Peace is being peaceful even in the midst of storm. Amen? Hindi yung sinabi kapag you follow me, then I will take all the problems away and then you would live your life worry-free, stress-free. Fear-free. No. Alam mo ba na kahit na you follow Jesus Christ, you will always have worries? Do you know experience nun? Right? Na kahit na wala ka naman kay Jesus, hindi ka nag-church, pero ang dami pa rin problema. Pero nung nag-church ka, may problema pa rin. Anong difference, Pastor? Alright, so anong difference nun? If I follow Jesus, may problema ako. If I don't follow Jesus, may problema ako. So, ano mas pipiliin ko? Ano mas gusto mo? You would go through your life with problems on your own or you would go through life with problems with Jesus Christ. Come on. Amen? Of course. Alam na yun. Amen? That is why Jesus says that I will always be with you. Sabi mo again, always. That's why His last few words to us is so significant. It's so critical as we follow Jesus Christ. That's why again, He's reminding us today. Alam ko, alam mo na to. But maybe you've forgotten this for so long. That when times come, na parang feeling mo alone ka, na parang feeling mo wala nakakaget sa'yo, na parang feeling mo wala kang kasama sa problema mo, we will always be reminded and always remember Jesus' promise to us in Matthew chapter 28 that He will always be with us, not just sometimes, not just pag mabait ka, not just kapag most of the time, but what? All of the time. Sabihin mo sa tabi mo, palagi. Palagi? What does that mean, palagi? You know, I looked it up in English ko. Ano sabihin ng palagi? Always. Parang nga si Jesus yung kumakanta ng always. I wanna. Ayaw umami ng mga tanda. Hindi ko alam yan. Hindi ko na inabot yan. Tama ba? May pa butterfly ka pa? That's Jesus singing to you. Always. Hindi lang siya be with us, but He wants to be with us. Amen? All the time. When things are uncertain and unstable. That's what we are experiencing right now, di ba? Unstable yung ating economy, unstable yung mga pangyayari sa mundo. Parang yung gas prices natin. Pagagising mo, 62. Tutulog ka, pagagising mo ulit, 78 na. Ang taas naman. Tapos di ba natapos yung kinabukasan ulit, babagsak ulit, tataos ulit, babagsak ulit. Napaka-unstable. Hindi mo alam kung kailangan magpapa-full tank. Yan nagpapag-gas ka, 50 na lang. Hindi pa taaabot yung sa dulo eh, no? Pag-load pala nun, tuyo na lahat sa init ng panahon. It's so unstable, right? Sino ito, you are, lagi mo sinusubaybayan yung news. Kasi hindi mo alam kung kailangan atake ang China, kailangan atake ang Russia, di ba? Yung kahit bahay natin, bila kang atakihin. It's so unstable. It's so uncertain this time. And it's not just today. Ever since, and even in the future, it always will be uncertain. And that's why when things are uncertain, when times are unstable, we need to look to Jesus Christ. Amen. You know why? Because Jesus, sabi sa may Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sabi mo, forever. Palagi. He never changes. Not like yung ating gas price na pabago-bago. Tama ba? Not like yung mga uso na maybe uso ka ngayon kinabukasan, laos ka na. Amen. Pero si Jesus, He stays the same. He is constant. He is the only thing that is constant here in this world. Amen? So if you're looking for certainty, if you're looking for stability, look to Jesus Christ. You know why? You know why? Because He Himself finds stability in the Heavenly Father. Because He Himself found certainty in God the Father. Sabi sa may John 16 verse 33. This is one of the greatest verses in the Bible, you know, that if you would just memorize this, I'm sure it would give you encouragement all the time. Sabi ni Jesus ito, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. Ang ganda nung comparison dito. Sabi ni Jesus, in this world, you will have tribulation. You will have problems. You would have worries. You would have fear. That's what the world is offering. But Jesus is saying, but in me, you will have peace. Amen? This is sometimes nalilimutan natin eh. Na mas pinipili natin yung world filled with tribulation, filled with problems, and we are neglecting Jesus Christ who gives us peace. Tapos nandun na tayo sa may problems, Lord, patawad. Di ba? Bilang mo tinatawag si Lord. Samantalang sinasabi ni Jesus, come on, pick me. I'm giving you peace. This world that you want, it will only give you problems. Puro lang problema. Puro lang katakutan. But if you would pick me, sabi ni Jesus, if you would choose my way, then I will give you peace. Again, let me read that. These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Minsan, di ba, inisip natin na, yeah, I would always pick Jesus, but then again, we are living in this world. That even if you pick Jesus, but then again, you are living in this world. So magka-problema at magka-problema ka pa din, but sabi ni Jesus, but be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. Alam mo yung context itong verse na to? On a few verses before, in verse 31, Jesus was saying to the disciples, do you now believe? Kasi sabi ng mga disciples in a very previous verse na, Lord, we believe now. Lord, ngayon naniniwala na kami. Lord, ngayon naiintindihan na namin. Ang tagal-tagal na, siguro sabi ni Jesus, but ngayon lang? Right? Sino dito yung teacher? Sino mga teachers dito? Meron ba? Ang mga estudyante? Ako na-experience ko, no? Hindi ako matalino. I hate math. Sino to you hate math? There we go. Ang dami nakarelate bigla. Woo! Woo! Papasa ako ngayon. Taas ako ng kamay. Sino to nasa 40 or grade 12, di ba? Ano ba yung mga math ng grade 12? Calculus, integral, algebra. Nalalo ko yung fourth year kami sa Simulong Taytay. Sino mga taga-Simulong Taytay here? Mag-ingay kami dalawa ni Christian. Doon sa Simulong Taytay, fourth year kami, tatlo yung math namin. Can you imagine that? Grabe. Sino apat yung math nyo ng fourth year kayo o ng grade 12? Meron ba? Sino hindi mo alam na dumaan ka ng 12, ng grade 12? Basta nagising ka na lang first year college na ako. And that's what I felt. Yung fourth year ko parang naging breeze lang. And hindi ko nga alam kung paano ako pumasa sa math. All three math pumasa ako na hindi ko naiintindihan. Pagdating ko ng college, ako lang nasabi, ito pala yun. Parang yun. Parang yun si Jesus. Parang yung mga disciples niya na, yun pala yung sinasabi mo sa amin, tagal-tagal na. Ngayon naniniwala na kami. Sabi ni Jesus na, ngayon lang. Alam mo yun? Parang teacher na, tagal-tagal ko yung sinasabi sa'yo. Ngayon mo lang naiintindihan. Di ba? But thank God, kahit ngayon lang, naiintindihan nila. And then sabi ni Jesus in verse 32, the next verse, sabi, indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, has now come that you will be scattered. Lahat kayo, you will be scattered. Magkakahiwalay-hiwalay kayo, you will feel alone, sabi ni Jesus. That you will be scattered, each to his own. Kaya nga sabi ko sa inyo, Jesus understood this. Una-una, he knows that the disciples, lahat siya mag-i-scattered, magiging loner lahat sila, alone. Not only that, nung sinabi kong Jesus gets you, because naintindihan niya, naranasan din niya yon. Sabi niya, and will leave me alone. So yung nag-scatter pala yung mga disciples, hindi lang sila alone on their own, but iniwan nila si Jesus Christ. And the sad thing apart about this is that decision nila yon to leave Jesus Christ. Alam mo, minsan mas masakit yung iniwan kasi sa nang iwan. Alam mo ba? Sino yung mga nang iiwan dito madalas? Nakangiti, nakangiti. Yung mga hindi nasaktan, bakit ikaw yung nananakit eh? Di ba? Parang yung mga disciples, sila nang iiwan, tapos sila pa yung feeling na nag-iisa kami, nakakatakot. Pero sila yung nang iiwan kay Lord, di ba? Sino yung ganyan dito? Ang lakas ng loob mo na iniwan ako ni Lord. Si Lord nandyan lang, He's always with you, ikaw yung panayang takbo. Tapos parang feeling mo nag-iisa ka? Na iniwan ka ni Lord? Si Lord pagod na pagod, siguro kakahabol sa'yo. Takbo ng takbo pa. Huwag ka tumakbo. Can you imagine that? Sabi ni Jesus, you will leave me alone. Then here's the good thing, sabi ni Jesus. Hindi siya nag-imo. Hindi niya sinabing iniwan mo ako, Ivan. Malungkot na ako ngayon. Hindi niya sinabi yun. Anong sinabi niya? That even if I was alone, I am not alone. Malino ba yun? Nung sinabi ni Jesus na kahit na ako ay nag-iisa, hindi ako nag-iisa. Bakit? Why? Because the Father is with me. Naintindihan niya na kahit na iniwan sa lahat ng mga tao, but I am never alone because God the Father is always with me. Minsan tayo kasi maiimo tayo, di ba? Iniwan na ako ng lahat. People always leave. But Jesus is saying, God is saying, no, I'm still here. I'm still with you. And I believe this is one of the reason why sinabi niya in the verse 33 that I have overcome the world. I am victorious. I always win because the Father is always with me. Can you imagine that? Get this. Hindi pa niya napagdadaanan yung mga malulupit na part sa buhay niya. After a few days, he will be rejected. He will be crucified, beaten, humiliated. He would die on that cross. Pero sinabi niya, I have overcome it. Yun lang pili. Because I know God is with me. Amen? That even if Jesus felt or felt that he was being alone, and yet, sabi niya, he understood that he is never alone. That's why he had that confidence. I have overcome the world. Amen? That even if pagdadaanan pa niya yung mga malulupit na pagdadaanan niya in the future, sabi ni Lord, manina yan. Bakit? Because the Father is always with me. Ano maganda kay Jesus? Advance mag-isip. Amen? Si Jesus, advance mag-isip, kaso nga lang, in a positive way. Na kahit na naman yan darating, kayang-kaya ko yan. I have God with me. Amen? Ikaw rin naman, di ba? Advance mag-isip. Negative nga lang. Hindi pa nga nangyayari, ay, hindi ko kayang gawin yan. Walang mangyayari sa buhay ko. Tama ba? Advance ka mag-isip. Kaso nga, nauuna lagi yung takot. Tama? Hindi ka makagalaw. What happened? Tsaka na lang kapag, you know, pag okay na lahat. Kapag di na kami nag-aaway ng jowa ko. Ayaw ni Pastor lagi sinasabi ng word na yun. Tsaka na lang kapag di na kami nag-aaway ng magulang ko. Tsaka na lang kapag okay na yung business ko. Tsaka na lang kapag kasama ko na yung asawa ko. Hindi ka makagalaw ba at sa takot? Advance ka mag-isip eh. Tama ba? Advance ka mag-isip. Kaya wala ka nang magawa. Amen? Eh, paano kung ganito mangyari? Paano kung nakabang nasa simbahan ka, may bilang pumutok yung vulkan? Yung pala yung vulkan nasa ilalim ng church. Paano na? Advance ka mag-isip. Ang galing mo masyado. Diba? Volcanologist ka bigla. Yung iba, diba? Virologist. Hindi kasi pag nasa simbahan, marami kasi nagkaka-COVID dyan eh. Ang tingin mo simbahan, napakadumi. Palakpakan natin nga pala yung ating environments team. If you would look around, ting-tingin ka, di ba? Sabi ko nga kanina sa naglilinis, sabi ko, alam mo, ito yung pinakamalinis sa simbahan. Amen? Kasi every time, pag tumayo ka, mayroong maglilinis bigla dyan. Amen? Kaya huwag mong isipin, madumi ang simbahan. Huwag mong isipin, magkaka-COVID ka dito. Kung magkaka-COVID ka sa palengke ka, malamang magkaka-COVID. Huwag naman sana. Kasi nga lang, nauna ka lagi ng takot. Bakit? Advance mag-isip eh. Advance ka mag-isip masyado, hindi ka na makalabas. Ako, baka anong mangyari sa akin? Yung mga pag-church, yung mga pag-squad meet ba? Baka kasi anong mangyari? Baka sinasakyo ko anong mangyari? Kapag advance mo mag-isip in a negative way. Di ba? Hindi ka na makapagbigay. You want to give. Ang ganda ng mensahe, ang ganda ng encouragement ni Kuya May. Kaso nga lang, kasi wala na akong pamasahe. Baka bukas, doon mabigyan ng allowance. Baka bukas, hindi mag-good yung aking sweldo. Wala na akong pera. Di pa nga nangyayari, iniisip mo na agad na mangyayari. Advance mag-isip in a negative way. Pero nga si Jesus, sabi ko, di ba? Advance siya mag-isip, but in a very positive way. Si Jesus nga, hindi pa nangyayari. Ang malupit doon, alam talaga niya na mangyayari yon. Alam niya that he will be crucified, that he will be beaten, that he will be humiliated, he will be betrayed, and yet he says, I have overcome the world. Hindi pa nangyayari, pero si Jesus, panalo na. Come on, give God the best love for that. Why? Because he knows that whatever my future is, I know this is my reality. That God, my Father, is always with me. The maker of heaven and earth, the maker of everything I nakikita ko dito, the God of the universe, the one who holds my future, the one who holds the world in the palm of his hands, is always with me. Kaya sabi niya, ano pang kinatatakot ko? Ikaw, anong kinatatakot mo? Natatakot ka bang ma-crucify? Natatakot ka bang magulpe? Natatakot ka bang ma-deny? Anong kinatatakot natin? Amen? But Jesus is, he knows that this is his reality, the power of God's presence, and he was able to overcome death, hell, and the grave. Because He knows that no matter what happened, God is always with me. Again, what is the one thing that you are unable to overcome? What is your greatest fear? Ano yung pinaka kinatatakutan mo? Tanong mo yung katabi mo. Inglisin mo siya with slang. Ano mo? What is your greatest fear, man? Nagising yung iba, parang, oh. What is your greatest fear? Ito, seryoso ito, ha? Kahit hindi nyo sagutin, I know all of us, lahat tayo, meron tayong mga kinatatakutan, di ba? Sino takot sa spider? See, hindi lahat takot sa spider, right? Sino takot sa palaka? Sino takot sa heights? Ayun, madami na pala kami. Akala, kanina umaga kami lang ni Majo eh. Sino takot dito sa nanay mo? Sino takot sa exam kaya hindi ka papasok sa school? Di ba? Lahat tayo may mga kanya-kanyang tinatatakutan. But there is just one thing that I believe that every one of us will agree that we are afraid of. Lahat tayo kinatatakutan to. It's called financial fear. Tama ba? Yung takot ka na kung ano kakainin mo, kung may kakainin ka ba. Sa makukunin yung pangrenta mo, sa makukunin yung pang-tuition fee ng mga anak mo. Tama ba? Kung ano ang pambabahid mo sa kuryente, sa upa, pag wala na akong pang-upa, saan ako titira, saan ako pupulutin? Diba? Kaya nga lahat tayo nagpapakamatay para magtrabaho. Bakit? Ayokong pulutin sa kangkungan. Ayokong walang makain. Yung ibang wala na makain, pero malusog pa rin. Hiyang. Hiyang sa gutom. Pero this is true, right? Sino ito, takot ka na? Right? Kaya nag-aaral ka mabuti because ayokong maging pulubi. Ayokong walang pambayad. Ayokong mamatay sa gutom. Tama ba? These are basic and real world problems. I know sometimes it's funny na parang, but no. Hindi ako takot doon. Pero totoo lang, paggutom ka na. Di ba? Kahit rugby, papatusin mo. Sino mga rugby boys dito? Dati. Parang banda rito, nakakaramdam ako eh. Meron dito naka-itim. Lahat ng mga naka-disturb me shirt. Di ba kapag gutom ka na, lahat hahamakin. Kaya ang daming tao sa kulungan eh. Ba't sila gumagawa ng mga ganong krimen? Sa gutom. Takot. Hindi takot makulong, pero takot magutom. Tama ba? Sino ito nakaka-relate right now to what I'm saying? Takot tayo kapag nawala lang tayo ng pera. Amen? Sino niniwala dito? Do you know sa lahat ng problema ang kasagutan si Jesus? Di ba? Amen? Sino ang namatay para sa sanlibutan upang maligtas? Yung iba hindi alam eh. Oh. Sino? Si Jesus. Amen? Sino yung napako sa krus, namatay, pero on the third day, nabuhay muli? Sino ang sagot sa kahirapan ng ating bansa? Kung sabihin, si Jesus. Amen? Sino yung puti at itim at kumakain ng isda? Di ba confused? Si Jesus? Hindi, joke lang yan. Pero it's true. Sa lahat ng problema natin, lahat ng pinagdadaanan natin, Jesus is all that we need. His presence, the presence of God. And naniniwala ba kayo, even in our financial problems, the presence of God is the answer. Amen? Let me show you. Hindi kayo naniniwala. Parang punta ako sa bangko, sabihin ko, Jesus. Yung ba ibig kong sabihin? In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, itong sabi dito, in English, kayo na pa yan. English muna. Sabi, let your conduct be without, pakibasa nga. What? Eh, iba gaya-gaya ng business. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Sabihin, huwag kang maingit. Huwag mong tingnan yung katabi mo, yung kapitbahay mo yun sa isa, meron din ako noon. Tayo mga Pilipino, di ba? Sana all. Puro ganun, sana all. Mamatay ka sa inggit. And honestly, maraming tao na mamatay sa inggit. Yeah. Oo nga, parang naging kalabaw. Oo nga. Sabi ni Jesus, sabi ni God, be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said. In Tagalog. Sige, magbigyan na natin yung Tagalog. Sabi, iwasan nyo ang pagiging sakim sa salapi. Maging kontento kayo sa anumang nasa inyo. You know, just to clarify, hindi po masama magkaroon ng pera. We're not saying na ipamigay mo lahat ang pera mo dahil masama yan. Na huwag kang maghangad ng mga material things. Huwag kang maghangad ng pagkain. No, that those are basic things that God will provide for us. What this verse is saying is that huwag kang maghangad ng sobra-sobra. Na minsan napapalitan na. Kaya nga, ang dami mga tao wala sa simbahan. Bakit? Kasi may trabaho ng Sunday. Tama ba? Hello? Pero sabihin mo sa sarili mo, hindi ako yun. Kasi yung nanay ko ang katrabaho pag Sunday. Amen? But God is saying na, huwag kang maghanghad ng sobra-sobra. I will provide for you. Ang sarap pakinggan, di ba? And then siguro kung iisipin mo, sinasabi ni God dito na, be contented with what you have. For He Himself has said, ako ang magpo-provide sa lahat sa'yo. Ang sarap isipin, di ba? Pero yun ba yung sabi dun sa verse na yun? Hindi. Let's go back. In Tagalog, sabi, hindi ko kayo iiwan o pababayaan man. In English, there you go. Sabi niya, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Yung iba nakikisabay na sa palakpak eh. Di ba? Sabi ni Lord, huwag kang magagad ng sobra-sobra, pero gusto ko ng Rolex. Lord eh. Lord, gusto ko ng magandang bahay eh. Di ba? I know your presence is good, but I need cash. Sino dito, honestly, you can say that. Yeah, masaya naman sa church, pero kailangan ko ng pera eh. Anong pagbabayad ko, church? Anong sabihin ko sa Meralco? Si pastor? Di ba? Lord? Si Lord? Si Lord, si Lord, yung ilim mo. Ganun ba sasabihin mo? Di ba? Isa inispa din na, Lord, okay din sana, masaya sana, pero kailangan ko ng pera eh. Kailangan ko ng cash. Kailangan ko ng trabaho. Tama ba? Yun ang iniisip natin eh. We want this verse to end na huwag kang maghangad because I will provide for you. We want that. Kaso nga lang, ang sabi ni Lord doon, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So what does that mean? That means His presence is all that you need. Amen? Na kahit man tanggapin mo o hindi, that's the reality. It is true. His presence is all that you need. Amen? It ends with, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hindi ko kayo iiwan o pababayaan. Amen? Eh ano, pero kailangan ko talaga pang tuition fee, Lord. Ano nga gawin ko? And God is saying, I know what you want. I know what you are praying for. I'm hearing your prayers. But I also know what you need. Alam ko yung kailangan mo. At alam ko yung kailangan mo ay ako. Amen? Jesus did not die for us so that we will be rich. Jesus did not die for us para mapuno yung bank account mo. But Jesus died for us to free us from our sin so that we will have a relationship with God. So that we will have God's presence to the fullest. Come on. Come on, give God a best laugh. Sabi rin sa verse na yon, that I will never leave you nor forsake you. What does that mean? Kung babasahin natin, parang I will never leave you, and I will never leave you. Parang ganun pagkakaintindi din natin. But you know, in the Greek word, in the original text, ang ibig sabihin dito is that God will never let you down. He's not just with you, but He will never let you down. Hindi kanya pababayaan. And He will never walk away from you no matter what your circumstances. Hindi niya sinabing, ay, COVID-19, bakasyon muna ako, quarantine ako, bahala ka dyan sa buhay mo. Sinabi niya, quarantine, sabi niya, COVID-19, I'm always with you. Nandito ako, hindi kita iiwan. Ako ang bahala sa iyo. Amen? God is all that you need. Let me just read it from the MSG translation. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Sabi doon, don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed. Sabi sa mo, relax. Kilaks lang tayo. Iba kasi parang tense na tense. Di ba? Hindi, may kailangan may gawin ako. Busy ka. And kahit anong gawin mo, you will always be filled with fear. You will always be filled with worries. It will never be enough. But with God, you can be relaxed with what you have. Since God assures us, I'll never let you down, never walk off, and leave you. We can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless. Sabi mo, I'm fearless. What does that mean, I'm fearless? Pwede ka nang gumalaw ngayon, bakit wala ka nang kinatatakutan eh, bakit kasama mo si Lord? I'm fearless no matter what, who or what can get to me. Walang malaki at maliit na bagay, God is always with me. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is that we only look for God's presence when we are at church. Pag nasa church ka lang. Kaya nga sabi ko, ito yung dumadaan sa church, di ba? Nagsasign tayo. Kasi akala natin, nandun lang yung presence ni Lord. Lord, samahan mo. Oh! Ang bilis ng tricycle, hindi na ako tayo natapos. Hindi na ako narinig ni Lord. Kasi si Lord nasa simbahan lang eh. Tama ba? Kasi ito, you grew up thinking that way. Na yung presensya ni Lord nasa simbahan lang. Kaya kailangan pupunta sa church. That's the problem. Nakakala natin, we can only be happy, we can only be peaceful when we are at church. Na hinahanap mo lang yung presence ni God kapag nasa quiet time mo, nasa devotion mo, when you are reading the Word of God, when you are praying, kapag kasama mo yung mga squadmates mo, kasama yung leader mo, kausap mo si pastor o si pastora. Pero kapag nasa school tayo, nasa business tayo, nasa workplace tayo, nasa labas tayo, nasa tricycle, nasa jeep, kasama yung mga barkada natin, kasama yung family natin, na wala si Lord doon. Kapag umaasta tayo, kasama yung barkada natin, parang hindi tayo Kristiyano. Why? Wala naman si Lord. Hindi naman nakikita ni Lord. It's my time to shine. It's show time. Tama ba? Why? Akala mo kasi wala si Lord. Nasa simbahan lang yun. Malayo naman ako simbahan. Kaya kapag niyaya ka ng barkada mo, tara, bista mo, tara, iwo ko dun. Malapit sa church, nandun si Lord. Tama ba? Akala mo wala dun si Lord, but you know what? In reality, that's where God is. In your struggles, in your problems, wherever you feel na parang ang hirap sa lugar na to, nandun si Lord. When you need Him the most, that's where He is. That's why sinabi ron, I will never leave you. I will never let you down. Kapag nangangahawit ka na, sumandal ka sa Panginoon, He's there. When you need Him the most. Kasi sa simbahan, napakadaling magpakabait. Hindi mo yung katabi mo. Diba? Parang ang bait-bait dito. Pero pag-uwi, di ba? Simangon sa bahay, galit, maitang ulo, di ba? Yung mga magulang, pag umakit ng simbahan nito, tuwa sa mga anak nila, ay, sige-sige, laro-laro lang kayo dyan. Gulong-gulong, ang kit-kit ng anak ko, pero pati sa bahay, pang mabahang bata ko, pinapahiyam ako! Di ba? Ang daling maging mabahit sa simbahan eh. You don't need God when you are at church. Where do you need God? Pag nasa mat exam ka. Di ba? Kapag nandun ka sa trabaho, na alam mo mahirap kasi yung boss mo pinahihirapan ka, sarang gusto mo na siyang murahin, pero Lord, help me. That's where you need Him the most. That's where He is there. Amen? Nandun ka sa business, you need to sign the deal, na Lord, sana makuha ko itong business to. Lord, sana siya yung kliyente namin. He's there with you. Just when you need Him the most, anong sabi ni Lord? I am with you always. Amen? Not just sometimes, But always, sabi mo, always. When do you need God the most? If you're taking down notes in your cell phone or in your notebooks, write it down. Lord, I need you in my family. Lord, I need you sa school ko. Lord, I need you in my work. Lord, I need you in my community. Amen? You always need the presence of God. You always need the presence of Jesus Christ. Not just when you are at church, not just when you are surrounded with your spiritual family. Kapag lumabas ka na dito, that's when you need God the most. That's where God is saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always. Amen? Sino nakilala kay Paul? Wala siya ngayon? Sabi yung church ngayon. Sino nakilala kay Paul? His name was Saul before Jesus encountered him in the road to Damascus. Paul, sabi mo, Paul. Paul is one of the most successful evangelists of all time. He's the GOAT. Greatest of all time. And the presence of God is so real sa buhay niya. It's so tangible na hindi nalilimutan kahit anong circumstance na pinagdadaanan niya, I know my God is with me. Not because walang kaguluhan, not because wala siyang problema, not because wala siyang fear o wala siyang worries. Alam niyo ba, Paul wrote 4 prison epistles. When we say epistles, letters, hindi siya nagsulat doon sa preso. But he was in prison when he was writing down or writing yung mga books of the Bible. When he was writing letters to the church, he was in prison. And can you imagine kung ano yung mga nina-write down niya? Well, he was in prison. Doing what? He was accused. He was wrongly accused. He was put into prison for no reason at all. Just because he was following Jesus Christ. Can you imagine kung ano sinusulat niya? Sinusulat niya, magiganti tayo lahat, mga kapatid. Buwigin natin ng gobyerno. Mag-rally tayo. Yun ba sinulat ni Jesus? Ano yun ni Paul? No. Paul lived a life on the go. Exciting, fun, pero punong-puno ng problema. And you know what is the sustaining force to Paul's life? It was the reality that God will never leave him. That God is always with him. Even in the dark, even when he was naked, even when he was chained, bounded, neck deep into poop. What? Nangyari sa kanya, Pastor? Yeah. Merong isang story in the book of Acts chapter 16. Pumunta siya doon, meron siya nakilala isang babae na nasa pian ng demonyo. Pinalaya niya. Pinaalis niya yung masamang espiritu. She was freed. And you know what happened? The people around them nagalit sa kanya. Kasi pinagkakakitaan nila yung babae. Binibigyan ng mga talent fee, abuloy, tapos yung mga manager niya, yung nakakakuha ng pera. Kasi pinalaya ni Paul yung demonyo sa kanya. Wala na. Mabait na yung babae. Naggalit ngayon yung mga manager. Wala na kami pagkakitahan ngayon. Ano mang ginawa ng mga managers, yung mga tao sa paligid? Ginulpe si Paul tsaka si Silas, yung kaibigan ni Paul. Pinagugulpi sila, hinubaran, tinapon doon sa may dungeon, sa may prison. They were bounded and they were neck deep in sewerage water. In other words, nasa malabanan, Poso Negro sila. Can you imagine that? Nangyari na ba sa'yo yun? Sinirito nangyari na sa'yo yun? Ginulpi ka, hinubaran ka, tinapon ka sa Poso Negro, iniwan ka doon. Meron ba? Wala pa, no? Can you imagine si Paul? Ano kaya nireklamo ni Paul? Lord, kung kaya ako sumunod sa'yo, tsaka nangyari ito sa buhay ko, yun ba yung nireklamo ni Paul? No. What happened? On verse 25 ng Acts chapter 16, ito yung naging response ni Paul to what happened to him, to his circumstances. Sabi niya, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. Of course, everybody would be praying on that situation. Diba, Lord, rescue us. Lord, ano nangyari sa amin? Not only that, they weren't just praying, but they were what? They were singing hymns to God. They were worshiping God, praising God. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending. They were singing from the top of their lungs that the people, the prisoners around them were listening to them. Hindi lang yun, oh, the overwhelming. Parang yung kanina sa atin, di ba yung iba? Hindi ko feel mag-worship eh. Bakit? Kasi may pinagdadaanan ako eh. Naintindihan naman ni Lord John. Anong pinagdadaanan mo? Nakulong ka? For no reason at all? Si Paul nakulong for no reason at all. Ginulpe. Pinagkaisahan. Kinuha lahat ng ari-arian niya. Lahat na nakasuot sa kanya. Tinapon siya sa pinakamabahong lugar. Amin-amin ka tayo. Hindi, chok lang. Huwag mo amin. Anong naging response ni Paul? They were singing praises to God. Instead of complaining, instead of blaming God, Paul was worshiping God. Amen? For Paul, he saw something greater. It's much more real than his circumstances. He saw God's presence in his life, even in the dark. Even while he was in prisons, even while he was chained for no reason at all. And what is more real to Paul is who he is and who he is in rather than where he is in. Kadalasan kasi nakikita natin yung circumstances natin, yung paligid natin, where we are in. Ang hindi natin nakikita kung kanino ka at kung sino ang nasa iyo at sino ang kasama mo. Amen? Oftentimes we forget. Now instead of worshiping God in the middle of the storm, even instead of worshiping God in prison, instead of worshiping God in the dark, what happened? We blame God. We complain to God. And do you know what happened when they were worshiping? According to the story, if you would read back in Acts chapter 16, an earthquake came and it loosened their chains. Yung pong nakabound sa kanila biglang natanggal. Yung prison doors biglang nag-swing wide open and they can freely go out. Grabe! They were freed because they were worshiping God. Amen? Do you know what? Let me just give you an advice. If you're going through valleys, if you're going through storms, if you're going through problems, worship God. Amen? If the storm is louder, sing louder to God. Praise God even more. Amen? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is salvation. Amen? That's the key. I know some of you, you're going through problems right now. Just praise God. You need to worship God. Thank God that you are going through these problems and you have Him beside you. Amen? Noong isang linggo, if you weren't here, noong umaga, muntik na tayong masunog. Alam niyo ba yon? Nagliyab yung ating electricity. And I was thinking to God, actually, yung una, parang tulala ako na, you know, we're expecting so many VIPs, so many first-timers, tapos bilang ganun mangyayari. But then bigla ako naisip, thank you, Lord. Nangyari nung umaga, kasi nung umaga, konti pa lang tao. Can you imagine if it happened now? Stampede tayo dito. Tama ba? I thank God. But you know what happened on that day? 50 plus people believed and received Jesus Christ. Doon lang sa umaga, more than 20 ang naniwala sa Panginoon, tumanggap sa Kanya, kahit na brown out. Thank you, Lord. Kahit na brown out, we can still worship You. Amen? People, because of that, we were worshiping God, people were freed. People received salvation. That's what happened. Alam mo, masaya na sana. Okay na sana. But then again, what happened after Paul was freed? You know what? 10 to 12 years after, he's back. Sabi mo, he's back. Back where? He's back in prison. Nakakulong na naman si Paul. Okay, siguro naman, ito na, understood na to. Lord, pinakawalan mo na nga ako. Finrain mo na nga ako, tapos babalik naman ako sa preso. Ayoko na. If that was you, if that was me, I would feel that way. Tama ba? But you know what? Paul has this great supernatural faith. That even if nakabalik sa situation na yun, na parang walang nangyari, nothing changed. He's back in prison. But you know what? Even his faith, it did not change. He still believed that God was with them then. He still believed that God is still here with him now. Nothing changed. And my God has not changed as well. Thank God for that. Sometimes kasi yung ating mga circumstances, it doesn't change. But then because it doesn't change, we think and we thought that God changed as well. Baka hindi na ako mahal ni Lord. Baka hindi na ako pinili ni Lord. Baka wala na siyang tiyaga sa akin. Ayaw niya na sa akin. No. God is saying, no, I still love you. I'm still here for you. I still will never leave you. I will still never forsake you. And Paul, he believed that. That's why he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, sabi niyo, rejoice. Sabi mo, rejoice. Please attend to BTC kit number 1. Ano sabi ni? Come on, put it up. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, sabi, rejoice in the Lord always. Sabi mo, always. Familiar ba yung word ng always sa'yo? Parang narinig ko na kanina yun, ha? Anong sabi ni Lord? Always. I wanna. Sabi sa Bible that I will always be with you. And Paul is saying that I will rejoice in the Lord always because I know you are always with me and I can always rejoice no matter what. Come on, give God the best love for that. And you know what happened once again? Because he was rejoicing, he was freed once again. Amen. Paul can rejoice always in every situation, in every circumstances, because he knows that God is always with him in every situation and in every circumstance. What are you rejoicing about? Yung tanong dun eh. Ang hirap naman nun, nasa preso tapos magre-rejoice. Wala walang shampoo dun. Wang, wang, wang. Okay. What is he rejoicing about? Malamang pag may problema tayo, iniisip natin, di ba? Ba't ako magre-rejoice? Sino nga re-rejoice ko? Puno-puno na akong problema, magre-rejoice pa ako. Hello? No, you don't rejoice your problems. You don't rejoice in your circumstances. But you rejoice in the fact and the reality that Jesus will never leave you and He will never forsake you. Hindi sinasabi ni Paul, rejoice, I'm in prison once again, welcome back. No, he's saying, rejoice. Why? Because God is always with me. Amen. And he said, and again, I will say, rejoice. Amen. Hindi yung problems, hindi yung situation, hindi yung circumstances, but God's promise that He will never leave you nor forsake you. So if you're having problems finding something to rejoice in, ano ako mag-worship? Anong puno akong problema? Madami tumatabo sa isipan ko. Yung isang ano, napagod na, nadapa. Ba't ba ako magre-rejoice? One thing, God's promise, He says that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Wow. Yan, ano yung chorus to? Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. You know, when we say reckless, it means hindi mo maiisip. It's unbelievable. It's out of this world. Now nobody else would love me like how God loves me. That's how great His love is. That's why when we are singing this, kahit ang dami mong problema, lahat tayo may problema, lahat tayo may pinagdadaanan, lahat tayo dumadaan sa pandemic. But we can gladly say with rejoicing that God is always with me. Amen? That's what we are rejoicing for. That's what we are rejoicing in. We are rejoicing in His promise. We are rejoicing in His presence. Amen? Why? Because He is with me. Why? Because He will never let me down. Why? Because He will never walk out on me. Come on, if you believe it, I invite you to stand up right now. You say, God, I'm receiving this promise right now. Sinito, you want this to become your reality. Lord, I want to see my reality over the facts of my life, over my problems, and I'm always seeing the promise of God right now. Sino may pinagdadaanan ka right now? Can I see your hands right now for those may pinagdadaanan na problema? Kung may pagdadaanan kang problema, Hindi ka certain sa future mo. Hindi mo alam kung anong mangyayari in the future. Natatakot ka, maybe. You know what? You need to have the supernatural faith, believing that no matter what happened, God is always with you. Amen. You can put your hands down. You can put your hands down. Senorito, you have this problem. You know you had that problem. But you are saying, God, gusto ko yung kasama kita palagi. Gusto ko maniwala na kahit na feeling ko, wala ka, kahit feeling ko malayo ka, pero because you gave me this faith, alam mo ba ang pananampalataya, hindi po nanggagaling sa'yo? Ito po yung regalo ng Panginoon para sa atin. Amen? Binigay ni Lord para tayo mananampalataya, para tayo maniwala kahit hindi ka panipaniwala according sa paligid natin. Kahit na nakikita mo sa news na mayroong walang pag-asa, pero you are believing na may pag-asa. Why? Because you have that faith. Because God has given you that faith. Maybe right now, wala kang faith nun. Lord, gusto ko rin nun. Pastor, gusto ko rin ng faith na yon. Nahirapan ako maniwala eh. Nakapagwala na ako sa church. Ang dami na pumapasok sa isipan ko. Ang dami ng pagdududa. You know what? You need to ask for God's faith right now. For the supernatural faith right now. Lord, fill me up with this faith. Na alam ko, you know, once a week lang ako pupunta sa church, I'm filled with faith. Kaso, pagdating ko ng Monday, Lord, parang wala na. Parang feeling ko wala ka na sa akin. Parang feeling ko malayo ka na sa akin. You need to have this faith. Na kahit na Wednesday, Thursday, no, I know God is with me. I know God is with me. I know God will rescue me. I know God can free me. I know God will make a way. Because God is always with me. He has never let me down before. And He won't stop now. Amen. What? Anong kailangan mo? Yung faith. This faith na kaya mong hingin sa Panginoon. Na pwede mong hingin sa Panginoon. Right now, with everybody's eyes closed and head bowed down, if you're saying, gusto ko ng faith na yon, but I want that faith as well, you can ask God right now. You can ask God right now. If that is you, huwag kang mahiya, everybody's eyes closed, no one looking around. If you want that as well, na sinasabi mo, Lord, gusto ko ng faith na yon, taas mo yung kamay mo right now. And I want to pray for you right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Lord, I want that faith. Lord, you see the hands that are raised up right now, God. I pray for your supernatural faith to just flow in this place right now, God. Lord, fill us up with this faith. Na kahit na our circumstances are telling us, stop believing, don't believe. But Lord, because of this faith that you have given us right now, Lord, that we will overcome the world. That we will say, God, panalo na kami because panalo ka. Panalo na kami, Panginoon, because kasama ka namin. Lord, right now, fill us up, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, na hindi lang po dito, Panginoon, kami maghahanap ng presensya mo. Sa pag-uwi namin, Lord God, we know that you are there. Lord, sa pagpasok namin sa trabaho namin, God, we know that you are there. Kahit na, Panginoon, yung boss namin, yung supervisor namin, yung manager namin, Panginoon, hindi kami naiintindihan. But I know, God, that you are there. And naniniwala po ako, Panginoon, na magiging matagumpay ako in dealing with these people. Because I know, God, na one day, gusto ko rin invite yung mga taong ito sa church. And I pray, God, that they would see the you inside of us in our workplaces. Na pag pumunta mo sa school namin, Panginoon, ikaw lang makikita sa buhay namin because we have this supernatural faith, Lord. Na magtitiwala kami, na if mag-review kami, mag-aaral kami ng mabuti, papasa kami. Hindi namin kailangan pang mangopya, hindi namin kailangan pang mandaya, but because kasama ka namin, Panginoon, we will overcome. Lord, we know that in our homes, Lord, nandun ka. Kasama ka namin, Panginoon. Na kahit na, Lord, napagtatawanan ako, kahit na, Panginoon, pinapagalitan ako because nangpunta ako ng church, nagdi-devotion ako, nag-fasting ako, because sumusunod ako sa iyo, Panginoon. But Lord, I know that I can get through this persecution because I know that you are with me. And right now, Lord, we are receiving that faith. We are receiving that faith in Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe it, receive it in Jesus' name. Come on, say it out loud. Say, I receive this faith. I receive this faith. Come on, be empowered from head to toe in Jesus' name. Be filled with the supernatural faith. God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, God. Lord, we are receiving this, God. And I pray, Lord, Itatakbo, Panginoon, sa puso namin. Itatakbo, Panginoon, sa isipan namin. Itatakbo, Panginoon, sa espiritu namin. Nakasama mo kami. No matter what happened, kahit saan, Panginoon, kasama ka namin. Lord, maraming maraming salamat for loving us even if we are unworthy. Lord, for loving us kahit, Panginoon, hindi po kami karapat-dapat sa presensya mo. Hindi mo kami iniwan at hindi mo kami iiwan. Maraming maraming salamat, God. And Lord, we love you. I pray, God, to teach us how we can react to your love. Kung paano kami, Panginoon, maibabalik itong pag-ibig na binigay niyo sa amin. And I pray, Lord, that we would do this, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. Lord, we love you because you loved us. Lord, we love you because you died for us, God. And Lord, thank you for being everything that we could ever need. This is our prayer. Come on, in Jesus' name, if you believe, give a loud shout of amen and amen and amen. Come on, give God the best up offering.